Hey, honest take on Solo Analytics. It's a dead simple web analytics tool that shows you 5 numbers without cookie banners, a data team, or handing your visitors over to Google's ad network. The person who actually buys this isn't a founder. It's the indie hacker who launched a Stripe-connected side project 6 months ago, has 200 visitors a week, and every time he opens GA4, he closes it again in frustration because he just wanted to know where people were coming from and whether anyone clicked the pricing page. He's not anti-analytics, he's anti-setup tax. The product copy nails this, by the way. Open it in 5 seconds, close it in 10. That's him. Now the math, honestly. If you're targeting indie hackers and solo SaaS founders, you're probably in the $9 to $29 per month range. Call it $15. To hit $10K MRR, you need 667 paying customers. That sounds achievable until you do the acquisition math. This audience is cheap to reach on Twitter and HN, but they're also chronically free tier maximizing. Churn on tools like this tends to run 5 to 8% monthly because the moment someone's project dies, the subscription goes with it. You're constantly refilling a leaky bucket. Reddit is full of solo devs saying Hotjar at $99 is too expensive, but half of them are already on the free plausible tier and calling it good. The one real reason this could work is the GDPR angle. Cookie consent banners genuinely kill conversions, and the product is specific about it. Visitors see an opt-in modal before they read a single word of your pitch, and many never come back. If you can prove that switching to Solo Analytics lifted someone's conversion rate by cutting the cookie wall, that's a real number people will pay for. That's a story, not just a positioning line. The ugly part is that Plausible and Fathom already exist. They're good, they're affordable, they're beloved by exactly this audience. You're not entering a gap, you're entering a category with 2 entrenched players who've already converted the GA4 haters. Differentiation has to be sharper than simpler and private, because that's already Plausible's entire brand. I'd ask 3 real prospects before another hour of building. Specifically, ask them why they haven't switched to Plausible already. The answer to that question is your actual product.